This beautiful prophecy from Jeremiah, behold, the days are coming. And that should be kind of the cry of our heart as well. In these days where we're so close to the birth of Jesus, the days are coming. And he goes on to say that no longer will they say the Lord calls his children out of Egypt, but he calls them out of the lands of the north. And now because he calls us out of our sins. This newborn son to be named Jesus because he will save them from their sins. This new king, this new territory, this new kingdom of God is not so much about land and territory, but about the heart. That Christ comes to be the king of our heart, to rescue us with mighty power we had in that antiphon, from the O antiphon, O leader of the house of Israel, O Lord, O Adonai. He rules with a mighty power to free us from our sins. And these are the days that are coming, that we're no longer held bound by our sins, but because Jesus is here. And that's what his name is, Emmanuel. God is with us. God is here. And so it's not so much that we have to go out looking for Jesus, looking for God somewhere out there. He is with us. And this is the promise and the theme of St. Matthew's Gospel throughout. And so this is probably fitting since this year A, we'll be reading Matthew's Gospel sequentially through the ordinary time. But there's the very last part of Matthew's Gospel, the Great Commission, when Jesus finishes his words, and behold, I am with you always until the end of the ages. This is the promise of God, that he is with us. And these are the days that we are preparing for. Let's pray for the grace to accept it and to live in that truth. And then maybe just a word about the gospel, about Joseph. I'm sure we've all heard different interpretations. Joseph was a righteous man. And so sometimes we hear that maybe he thought that Mary had been unfaithful to him. And he was going to divorce her quietly. If he was a righteous man, if he lived according to the law, if he was a fearful man of the law of God, then he could not have divorced her quietly if he thought that she had been an adulteress. Because the law said an adulteress was stoned. So he can't at one time be faithful, a righteous man, living up to the law, and then disobeying the law. There's a long-standing tradition that Joseph knew that Mary was a consecrated virgin. And there's some spiritual speculation that Joseph, too, had made a vow of virginity, of chaste celibacy. And so he knew of the promise that the virgin shall be with child. He was a righteous man. He knew the law. He knew the prophecy. So he knew, we can say he knew, that when Mary was pregnant, that this is a fulfillment of the prophecy. Or he had a strong suspicion. And then the dream he had confirmed it. I think it's a disrespect to our Blessed Mother and to Saint Joseph to follow that line that he thought that she had been unfaithful. Joseph was a righteous man. We pray for his intercession that we too can be righteous, to follow the law, but to be obedient and faithful to what God has for us, and to listen to that promise or that instruction of the angel, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home. In these last days when we're preparing for the birth, like Saint Joseph, let's take Mary into our home to be with her so that she can teach us how to take care of her son, Emmanuel, God who is with us. Amen.